Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon towards the end of Halacha Aleph, starting Daf Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Sukti Marma of Yosi Zoysoy Meris Meiser Beimo Loisu Oisoy Lekechenet V'Lekechlish. So in the middle of Sugya of Meiser Beimo, and the discussion is Meiser Beimo, what is the cutoff of Meiser Beimo? We had a Machlekes if it's Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So it says of Yosi, you see from here, from the sugyo, the fact that the cutoff comes until the end, either Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we don't come and have any limitation to that. You see that we don't treat Ma'aseh Beimo not like a chenet and not like shlish. What does it mean, chenet and shlish? Regarding fruits and vegetables, we have some cutoff. When do we say that a fruit is ready to be counted for Ma'aseh? So by trees, we go basar chanota. Chanota means when it's budding from the tree. And by tevuah, by grain, we go based on shlish, when it reaches a third of its growth, because then it's already edible. So he's saying the ma'aseh be'emo, you don't treat it not like the fruit and not like the grain. You don't go based on chanato and not based on shlish. Explains it more, why not? If we are going based on chanato, chanato is equivalent by be'emo to the time of conception. So you should have said, not the ones that were born until Chavtes Elul, until Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But the ones that were pregnant until Rosh Chodesh Tishrei should belong to the previous year. If you go based on a third, meaning when it's ready to be eaten, meaning ready to be used, so you should say the ones that were born until the Chavbeis Elul, to the 22nd of Elul. Why? Because you cannot use an animal until it gets to the 8th day of birth, till Yom HaShmini. So it's not usable until you get to the 8th day. So an animal that was born in Chav Beis Elul is ready to be used in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. But if it was born in Chavtes Elul, I can't use it for another 7 days. So you see, we don't go based on Shlish, which means the time which is edible. Hashamim b'shem avboin barchio kishlish osu oisoy. It is kishlish. Why kishlish? Ki abshimin, tabshimin oimem mechus hazman nichnas ladir liisaser. It says, really, we're going based on the time which is usable and edible. Hi, if so, but if this animal is not usable until the 8th day, we go like abshimin. Abshimin holds that even before the 8th day, you could count it for ma'aseh be'emo. You can't bring it as a carbon until the 8th day, but you could count it as ma'aseh be'emo even before the 8th day. Mechus hazman, meaning now ready to be a carbon, nichnas ladir liisaser, goes into the pen to become part of the ma'aseh be'emo. So come Ramonim Rav Shami, so Mana meets Rav Shami. Omer le'at, omer tadom yilzot, did you say this? Omer le'in. Omer le'vatanim, but we learn, benazah oimer, elulim misaser mifnei atzmon. Meaning, as we spoke in the previous daf, benazah, we had a suffix, if we say that the cutoff date is Rosh Chodesh Elul, or the cutoff date is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So what does he say? He says, Elul is mifnei atzmon. But al-Koponim, you see, you go till the cutoff date. Lo'yafilu noila desimetisha be'elu, not even the one that gets to Chavtes Elul, meaning not telling you that until a certain day in Elul, until Chavbeis Elul, is when you count Elul. Even the one who gets till the last day. Yislach me'emar ben'azek y'abshimin? You want to tell me that ben'azek also goes like Abshimin? That doesn't make sense. He goes like Abshimin against Rabbanon. Hell, I have to say, lo'y k'Rabbanon. He holds like Rabbanon. And even though Rabbanon hold that you cannot do Meiser until the 8th day, it's still fine. Why? Kamodat Omar de Rabbanon minichu misasrim l'shona abo ve misasrim nation osum. Kut Rabbanon, what do? The ones that were born, you wait for it for the next year until you pass the, you get to the 8th day, and then you put it into the pen to do a Meiser with all the animals that were born in the previous year. Kachat Omar al de Benazi, same way Benazi, Minichum le Goyrin Abo, you wait for the next time, you have a Goyrin, you bring all the animals to the pen, Femis Asu Ibn Yelu, and they become Maisa Ibn Yelu. So, mainly, it's correct to say that Maisa Behemoth doesn't go based on Shlish. Shlish means when it's edible. Here we're going according to Rabbanon the old until the 8th day, it's not going to be usable, and still we're going to count it, we're going to use that for the Maisa until the last second. So, we see the Maisa Behemoth is different than fruits and grain. Ketuvos the Gemara says, Omar Avchuno, Zoy Sumer is the same way by Ma'aser. We see that we count the Ma'aser from the day of birth, even though it's not going to be ready until the 8th day. The same thing we'll say by Bchor. Yomim Sheh Bchor Mechusos Man Be'em, the days that a Bchor cannot become a carbon. Oyim Lo Mitoch Shnosei. Because we know that a Bchor needs to be Shechted within the first year. As we saw earlier in the Masechta. When do you count the first year? You count it from the day of birth, even though he's not ready to be a Bchor until the 8th day. Similar to what we say over here regarding Ma'aser Behemu. Omar Manu of Yoina Abba Shomalim in Adoy, learning from the following Pasuk, Kolabchor Sheivole Bibkorcho Vinzorcho Azachor, Tagdish Lashem Lakecho. all the b'chayrus that will be born, you make it kaddish to Hashem. Haketzah, what do you mean? A b'chayrus is automatically kaddish. You don't make it kaddish. Mishasle dosa atamoneh l'shonah. That's what it means. That you count it from the first day. Meaning, now that you make it kaddish, but you count the kedusha the minute it's born, that's what you see from this pasuk. Halacha beis zok de mishnah. Be'echot b'tishrei, meaning the first day of the month of Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. For the years, we start counting a new year on Aleph Tishrei. V'la Shmitim, we count the year of Shmitah from Aleph Tishrei. V'la Yovlois, we count the year of Yovel from Aleph Tishrei. V'la Netil, for the trees, this is the day that we start counting the year of Arla. If a tree was planted just a month or two before Rosh Hashanah, once you reach Rosh Hashanah, you start counting the second year. V'la Yerokos, for the mice doing your vegetables, that the cutoff is Rosh Hashanah. Anything before Rosh Hashanah, it has a separate mice than the ones that were grown or that were picked up after Rosh Hashanah. Kedir is the Mishnah of Zayin Amud Beis. Behechot b'shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Hashanah li'ilon, Kedir b'Beit Shammai. According to Beit Shammai, Rosh Hashanah li'ilonos is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That's when you start counting the mice for the fruits. Obisil say you go based on Tesvav b'shvat, meaning Tu b'shvat, that is the Rosh Hashanah li'ilon. So the Gemara Shonim Minayin, how do you know that the years are counted from Aleph Tishrei? Kosov echadoy mechage osiv b'tzeis Hashanah. We're talking about Sukkot. It says Chag Osif in the end of the year, meaning one, right after the previous year ended. The cause of Chadoimer Chag Osif Tkufa Sashana. That Sukkot is in the time of the Tkufa. We know there's four different Tkufas, which means four different seasons. So it's the beginning of a Tkufa, beginning of a season. Ezu Chodesh, which month? Sheesh Berchag. There is a Chag in that month. Ve Tkufa, it's the beginning of a season. Ve Osif, and it's a time where you collect the grain from the field. Veshana Yoytzibon, it's the end of the year, meaning it's, we're going to say that we see from here, a new year starts that month. Ezezezezet Tishrei. I have to say it's Tishrei. Chodesh Tishrei is a month that has all this coming together. And explains the Gemara. In Tehmer Tevis, maybe tell me Tevis, Izbet Kufa, it's a new season, Tevis, that's the winter season. Veleis Bechag, but there's no Chag in Tevis, Veosif, and you're not collecting the Tevua in the field. In Tehmer Nisan, maybe tell me it's Nisan, Izbet Kufa, it's a new season. V'chag, and there is a chag, v'leis be'osip. Again, you're not collecting four from the field. In Tamar Tamuz, if you want to tell me it's Tamuz, is be'it kufo, it is a new season, that's the summer, v'osip, and you're collecting the grain from the field, v'leis be'chag, there's no chag that month. V'ezezez, that Tishrei, has to be his Tishrei. Amun chavirayet kamer avyoino, v'yet Tamuz, who said, maybe it is Tamuz? Meaning, you see, it's not Tamuz, because there's no chag in Tamuz. How do you know the chag is not in Tamuz? It says that the Chag is in the seventh month. This is Tamuz, not the seventh month. I'm in Levi Yeh Tamuz. And who said that Tamuz is not the seventh month? How do I know the seventh month is Tishrei, not Tamuz? When you're coming to argue on the names of the month, meaning the months, the names of the month came when they came from Bavel, they used the names from there. But we know that Tammuz is not the seventh month. We know that it's the month, which it's the fourth month. So don't come to argue with me regarding the names of the month, because we know what it is. And the Gemara goes on to say what it means the names of the months changed. But we shall know in the beginning, how do we call the months? So we call the months based on what happened that month. There's Beyerech HaYisonim, in one of the psukim, he mentions it. Shabon Noldu Ovois, the Yisonim is the strong ones, referring to the Ovois and the Imois. So the Ovois were born that time. Reb Chaim says that the Bavli means referring to Avram and Yaakov, not Yitzchok. Meis Ovois, they die, because they always die on the day they were born. And Nifkadu Imois, and the mothers became pregnant. But we show you now in the beginning, when he mentioned in the pasuk Beyerech Bul, what is Bul? Sheboh Ha'al Le'Noivil, that's when the leaves are falling off, because it's talking about Chodesh Cheshvan, right after Sukkot. V'aretz Asuya Bulis Bulis. And the ground, it has the pits full of water, meaning it has puddles. And another reason it's called Bul, Sheboh Boilalim Le'Beim V'tech Habayis. They have to give food to the animals from the house, because there's no more food in the field. But we show you now, when we mention the month, Beyerech Ziv, what's Ziv? Sheboi Zivoi Shel Oilom. The beauty of the world is there. Hatzmachim Nikarim, you see the plants are growing, Vayilonis Nikarim, and the trees are blossoming. Referring here to Chodesh Iyar, right after, right in the middle of the spring. Mikan Ve'ilach, that's all in the beginning. But since then, what? How do we look? How does the Torah call the months? How do we see the months in the Tanakh? We don't call it Chodesh Rishon. We don't call it with a different, based on an event. We call it Nisan like the names that they use when they came from Bavel. Where it says Chodesh Kislev. Or Chodesh Asiri, Chodesh Tevis, call it Tevis. Not only the names of the months changed, and we start giving them names that came from Bavel, also the names of the Malachim. We start giving names to the Malachim. But you sure know, it says in the Pasuk, Vayav Eli Chad Min HaSrofim. It says one of the Srofim, it doesn't say his name. Srofim Oim Dimi Ma'aloi. Again, it says Srofim. Mikan Ve'eloch, the Pasuk says, Vayish Gavriel, or Ki Michoel Sarchem. These are Psukim Daniel. Once they came from Bavel, they start calling the Malachim with names. Continues the Gemara and says, L'shmiti Mikan Shmiter from Rish Chodesh Tishrei, after 7 years, you do Shemitah. Mashonim Tishrei already established that the year starts in Tishrei, a regular year. After 7 years, you count the Shemitah on the seventh year, beginning of the year. How do I know that Yovel starts on Aleph Tishrei? Minayin? So you count the years seven times seven. Mashonim v'shmitim mitishrei. So you do seven, a cycle of seven, and we know every year and every cycle and every seventh year we do from Tishrei. Av Yovel is with Tishrei, also Yovel is with Tishrei. So when Yisivun v'chtiv, it says in the pasuk, ve'vayta shervet shua b'chodesh shvi'i, and there the pasuk tells me, b'yom kippurim tavu shervu chol artzachim. So the shofar of Yovel comes only in Yom Kippur. So maybe Yovel starts only in Yom Kippur. So the one of Yoyinov, of Yavyoisa, Tareyon, Mishem, or Shmuel, or Yitzchok, they both said the name of Shmuel, or Yitzchok, k'deshukochot she'ashon ha'shovim. You won't have a full month. Lo yechodesh echo nichlek l'shtei shonim. We treat every month equally. Maybe that's from the Losh Pasuk. Choy Tshashon. All the months should be equal. So I don't want to have one month divided into two. So if Yovel starts in Yom Kippur, the month of Tishrei will be split. Part of it will not be Yovel, and part of it will be Yovel. Hesivun, so they asked, Vatarim, we learned the Mishnah, Bechad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, Kedivri B'Shamay. Kur to B'Shamay, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, Nois, is an Aleph Shvat. But Beisilay says, there's in two B'Shvat, and the 15 of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. Continues the one of Chesamud Aleph. Harein kol chod she'ashon ha'shovim. And here you see a month is different. You have 1 month, which means the month of Shvat, will be split into two. Half of it will belong to the previous year for Ilanus, and half of it will belong to the next year for Ilanus. So you see that you could split the month of 1 month into two. And the Gemara stays with this question. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin.